Dr. Steve, how are you? How are you doing today?
Happy Friday. How are you?
I'm all right. You got any unusual team names that you know about? Anything in the sports world? Didn't you used to do sports medicine?
Yeah. I texted you. I don't think I could say it on air. That's the problem. I named one of my hockey teams this. And now you could see why I was quote unquote thrown out of the league. Well, for multiple reasons. I also saw the fight, but whatever. Long story.
I don't know that we can say this one because I would risk mispronouncing it. And then I would say something that we're definitely not allowed to say on the radio. Okay. But maybe you can share that on your social media, Dr. Steve, because you're on Instagram, right? Aren't you on all?
I know.
Yeah. What is it again? How do we find you?
Oh, at Dr. Saul. It's when I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I start screaming at the patients, why aren't you up? And, you know, my life sucks. So does yours. And now let's get up and get going.
That's the way it works. Hey, candid answers to your cannabis questions, 312-981-7200. Ask him anything. Dr. Steve can answer it. He's at Green Care Medical, and you do work with medical marijuana, and you have been very good at explaining so many things to us. I did want to just mention something that popped up in the news. I don't even truly understand this at all, but I wanted to ask you about it because I know they're taking a look at this thing called Delta 8 THC. They're calling it Weed Light. And they're saying that it's supposed to give you a milder high without brain fog or anxiety. But this, again, is leading to the more calls. And we talk about this a lot, more calls to say, hey, maybe we should be regulating this whole industry because the products are unregulated. And the tests have shown that this particular thing showing up in Chicago, they just found a bunch of it in a warehouse, that it contains contaminants like pesticides and metals. And sometimes there's too little Delta 8 and a lot of the ingredient that makes you super high. And it just seems like there's talk about this, but where are we with that? The whole idea of more closely regulating these products.
So here's the situation. This whole thing with Delta 8 THC, it's similar to what everybody knows as THC. When you go to the dispensary and you get the products, that's Delta 9 THC. It's the main compound in cannabis that gets you high. And quote unquote, it's less potent than Delta 9. And where this all comes about, Anna, is because they had all of this hemp that they were extracting CBD from, and they had to come up with sort of, from a business aspect, what are we going to do with all this extra product? And they were able to synthesize this Delta-8 THC. It's chemically similar. They both have double bonds in their structures, the Delta-8 and Delta-9. It's just one's at the 8th carbon and one's at the 9th carbon. And this is where that double bond is what's producing those intoxicating effects. But this is where it gets also gross, though, because there's no regulatory oversight, essentially. There's very limited lab testing. Most of the products sold are not actually pure Delta-8 THC, like you just said. Many have small amounts of other cannabinoids, reaction byproducts, you know, heavy metals, pesticides, organicides, all of this stuff. You know, and once you start hearing about, oh, you get this at a gas station, right? Things you don't get at a gas station, penis pills and stuff like this.
Yeah, you know, it's you do see them everywhere. I mean, the products are everywhere. They say that this particular one is commonly sold at gas stations, smoke shops, and on the internet. And they found a bunch of it in this warehouse outside Chicago, saying they're seeing it on the streets, and people are saying, oh, it's Weed Light. It doesn't make you as high, so it's really good. And yet you really don't know. You just don't know what it's going to do. And I think that's part of the issue.
It's a huge problem. And this is what we talk about with CBD. The fact is that within the next year or two, the FDA is going to step in and there is going to be some oversight regulatory aspect of this happening. It just has to be because it's forcing a lot of unfortunate issues, and now they're going after things. Some of the states, it's legal in terms of what, you know, Delta-8 THC, and some other states, it's not. It's just, you know, it's all, this is the problem when everything is all mixed apart, and it's scheduled, federally, it's still scheduled one, but state by state, it's getting legalized. It's all murky and gray area, but I think in a year or two, it's going to clean up, and I think it'll be, you know, much more streamlined and much safer. But like we said, buyer beware. This is the whole point why we had to come out with our CBD, because we couldn't trust it from anywhere. You know, it was becoming so terrible and it wasn't correctly dosed. And so all of these problems are something we had to, you know, fix as sort of a glaring missing piece of the market, CBD, cannabis, all of this.
Yeah, I think finding reliable places to get it is something, cannabis in any form, which leads me to another question. I wonder what form, you know, people ask this a lot. They say, well, what form should I take it? You know, you've got gummies, you can smoke it, you can ingest it, you can do all these different things. And I just wonder how you answer that question about what's appropriate. Obviously, creams are out there too, and topicals and things like that.
Well, you know, again, we got to talk about what are we looking to achieve. And so, for instance, let's start with the whole CBD, right? For CBD, it's important to get a full-spectrum product. Why get the full-spectrum product? Because you want to get these terpenes and flavonoids and everything that's in the plant in, because when you use the entire plant, they have something called the entourage effect, and everything gets, everything gets utilized and works in concert with the body. The problem, however, is what are you trying to accomplish? For instance, if we're going to do something like try to fix patients' sleep, if it's a problem getting to sleep, this is where people want to take short-acting stuff like smoke it or vape it or TH, or, you know, the sprays, versus if you want it to last longer and you want to keep, like, sustained sleep, this is where you have to get oral products. And then when we get back into the CBD for a second, you know, how should you take it? I think based on what our data shows, thousands and thousands of patients, I think patients have to take it orally because it gives a much more robust systemic anti-inflammatory, anti-anxiety, all these effects that people get. So, you know, it's not so much the form that it's taken in, more so what are we looking to achieve? Is it sustained pain relief? Is it a short-acting thing like a panic attack? I think depending on the malady we're talking about, the way you, sort of take this product in, you know, is up for debate, depending on what we're trying to accomplish.
Okay, speaking of what we're trying to accomplish, listener says, Tim says, I've dropped foot in neuropathy and from a botched hip replacement, so I've stretched my sciatic nerve. I've been taking CBD orally and topically, no effect. Microdosing, is that going to help me? What do I do? Please help.
Okay, number one, I'm sorry. I wish you would have come into the office. I literally saw the exact same, I wonder if this is the patient I saw. It's the exact same patient I saw literally yesterday. And the answer is, number one, what are you taking? Like, what kind of CBD? Is it full spectrum? Is it reputable? Is it CBD? The second thing, though, that's important is how much and how many milligrams. And he asked about microdosing. Let me tell you about how I figured all this stuff out with CBD. When we started in the practice, we took a look at, you know, especially because of kids and elderly people, got to go gentle. And so we microdosed. Month one, month two, month three, nothing happened. And then all of a sudden, an 87-year-old woman comes in and says, hey, Dr. Salzman, my arthritis is better. I was like, no crap. And so when she said that, I was like, and then the next one and the next one and the next one came in. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, my God. Number one, you have to take it in a sustained fashion and probably, quote unquote, load it in. And number two, we were grossly underdosing it. I mean, we weren't close. And when I say not close, like patients were maybe getting 20, 30 milligrams a day. And our data is pushed way higher. Like patients probably needed closer to a bare minimum of 50 milligrams twice a day sustained to really trigger that strong response. But again, there's a lot of factors into why that might not be working. It's excellent for neuropathy and neuropathic pain. It's just, you got to finesse it. It's the chemistry versus the product you're taking and sort of correctly, you know, taking it at the right times. And he might need some THC. Mm-hmm. The fact is that the cannabis, CBD is terrific, but some of these people need some of those other cannabinoids like these THC products because it helps with analgesia and pain.
All right, we are going to get back more with the Dr. Steve in a second. Your cannabis questions, the straight dope. Anything answered, 312-981-7200. I know you've been doing a lot of studies there, too, and research on the impact, because that there's so much more to be known, and that's what's it can be challenging, right, when you're trying to navigate this whole thing, and even understanding the terminology sometimes is difficult, like full spectrum. I want to ask you exactly what that means in a moment here. We do have Kate here. She's got a question for you regarding, I think, also a sciatic nerve. Hey, Kate, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Steve.
Hey, I've had back problems since I was in high school. I'm now 59 years old. My sciatic nerve on the right side is horrendous. And I drive for a living, and I also have to go and do resets in grocery stores and that. I go between ibuprofen and Tylenol, and actually, it doesn't work. Nothing works. I was in a store looking for a product. It wasn't even mine, but I had to bend down to stretch my back just to feel a little better because I was almost in tears.
Oh, gee.
Okay, Kate, you got to come see Uncle Steve. Uncle Steve's had 8 back surgeries. He's had 2 in the last 3 years. Last one, right? Last one left me with my walker, my diaper, and stuck in opiates. It doesn't matter who we see in our practice. But back pain, I'm a super expert on. And it doesn't matter who we see. Sciatica, back pain, cervical neck pain. Every patient we see has some form or another of insomnia, anxiety, or depression. And there's an entire methodology, specifically with back pain, that we employ, that our PA patients should use as a function of getting them better. To that, some of the products you could use, obviously CBD, we're talking about cannabis products. Cannabis products are useful. Is it magic? No. But a good, solid, full-spectrum CBD dose, you know, for somebody like you, like 100 milligrams twice a day, could trigger a very strong anti-inflammatory reaction. And it could actually, hopefully, provide some pain relief. But it's the other things that we have to go after that are going to help all of these things, like your back pain, your sciatica, going after you. Everybody's the same, okay? Here's what happens. I'm in pain, now I'm not sleeping, now I'm anxious, now I'm depressed, now I don't eat well, now I don't go to gym, and. It goes all the way down, and then your brain breaks. And then people start doing this stuff. I don't remember the last time I slept. I don't remember the last time I wasn't in pain. It's just noise that the brain makes. But if you can get patients sleeping 6 to 7+ hours a night and reset their brain, and you can trigger an anti-inflammatory reaction and settle down. The neuropathy is not where it starts. It starts because everything's angry and everything gets inflamed, and now your muscles spasm, and eventually you develop all that nerve pain and neuropathy. It's an ugly cycle, and you have to break the cycle. Obviously, driving and being cramped in positions are only going to cause it to flare up more because it's going to cause further spasm and further angry muscles, which is going to cause further inflammation. You're stuck in a hamster wheel. And I'm telling you, if you just give me some time to explain it better than a 2-second version on the radio,
how about this?
I can lay this out for
Dr.
you.
Steve, Kate, let's connect you two. And Pete can get Kate's information and connect you two. I'm sorry about the pain you're feeling. And I know that it's insurmountable.
And a lot of what he said is what I go through every single day.
Yeah. No, it's more common. It's more common than you think. Dr. Steve talks about it all the time. People who are suffering, and then it has this sort of vicious cycle effect. Talk with Pete, Kate, okay? And we'll connect you guys off air. We've got another proof of this. 773, I suffer from anxiety and stress and insomnia. Recently started eating 1 5-milligram THC CBD gummy in the evening, and it has 100% help. So happy I visited a dispensary and found my dosage, because that's the thing. People are saying it can help. It does work for some people, and you got to find what works for you. Let's see here. Dr. Steve, you were talking about how you have, you were talking about how you have dealt with so many people who have pain, and just like that, and it becomes that vicious cycle. I was trying to find another listener who had talked about the exact same situation. I couldn't see the text here, but it is a very common thing that you see.
People are, you know, cancer, right? You know what happens with cancer? Cancer, tumors grow, and it just eats away at the inside of the body or whatever organ system it is. But you know what pain is? Pain is a different type of cancer. Yeah, it eats away at you. Then you become a jerk, and now your family hates you, and the people taking care of you because you're miserable in pain develop caregiver fatigue. I know everybody out here who's listening who struggled like me, who's either been stuck on narcotics or in their diaper or with a walker or stuck in physical therapy. You all understand. Mm-hmm. It's not that pain makes you crazy. If I sat there with a little safety pin and I just pricked you, this is not hard, just how pricked you. But I did it for 10 straight hours, and there was no unrelenting, just me hitting you with a pin. You punch me in the face. Like, that wouldn't happen. Now take that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you can't, you start, it breaks your brain. And this is, you know, George is going to make fun of me right now.
Your partner.
The whole concept of the book, George, my partner, the whole concept of the recovery matrix and what we're talking about in the book I'm started to write. Mm-hmm. The reality is you have to fix these things. It's not that cannabis or CBD is like magical, but it's, you know, you look at a car and the engine's broken. You got to use tools to fix the engine. That's what I keep saying. Mm-hmm. Let me just say something, Anna. Pain. Pain is the worst managed thing in America right now. And the whole approach to it sucks. Mm-hmm. It's Band-Aid. Here's how it goes. 5 milligram Norco.
Give me 30 seconds, Dr. Steve, because we got to hit the break, but go ahead.
No, it's just we get stuck. You know, you get stuck first taking this drug, that drug, and before it's all said and done, you're on 10 different medicines, you feel like crap, your pain's not better, and there you go. You're just down the toilet bowl. People got to break that cycle, and it's got to be started by getting patients sleeping and feeling a little better. Because mm-hmm. if you sleep like crap and you feel like crap, nobody gets better.
Yeah, sadly, it affects so many people. I mean, truly, and it's something that it becomes all-consuming. There's no doubt about it. Dr. Steve, we will talk to you again, and thank you for fielding our listeners' calls and helping us out, as always. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Enjoy your weekend.